This is the Live Sunday Show, and it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our phone number here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is a show where you take control. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, and our callers have tonight. We've had some very varied topics, including whether people are stupid and whether the non-aggression principle extends to animals.
Right, and I think that this is one that I've been struggling with for years. And I've come to the conclusion. Okay, first, I'd like to put some bases out there. We deviate from chimpanzees by what? Less than 1% of DNA? Dr. Murphy?
Oh,
it's like 2%, right?
It's a 2.5%, yeah. Something like that.
Some small amount of deviation in DNA from chimpanzees. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're rating animals versus humans, I guess humans are animals too, is it okay to eat a chimpanzee? I can tell you in some countries they do eat monkeys. I've certainly seen monkeys on the menu.
The monkey brains.
I imagine they probably eat chimpanzees somewhere, sometime. They've eaten humans somewhere, sometime.
Chimpanzees will eat you.
Indeed, they could. They could pull the arms right off your body and beat you to death with them. That's how powerful they are. If the line is between humans and animals, then you should be able to eat a chimpanzee or a dolphin, if these are the two smartest creatures out there. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out that there is some kind of, you know, Southeast Asian shrew that's even smarter than the rest of them. I don't know, but that's kind of where you're at. And I don't know where to draw the line when it comes to animals. I'm of the opinion eating a chimpanzee or a dolphin seems wrong because these seem like conscious creatures that know themselves from others. They communicate. Whereas a pig, which is as smart as a dog, and I love my dog, but if it came down to it and it was, it was a bad enough scenario, the dog is going to get eaten. So I don't know. I find it a very confusing thing. Yeah. I think that animals have rights, and I think that it's a violation of their rights to eat them. However, I think it's untenable currently in our current culture to advocate for people not eating meat. Most of the animals that exist in the United States are farm animals. They're animals for consumption. What happens when we no longer consume them to animal life? Also, what happens if a bobcat or a raccoon, what happens if a raccoon family wants to move into my house? Can I not use force to move them out? Because the non-aggression principle doesn't just say that I'm not allowed to shoot raccoons with a shotgun. It says that I am not able to use force or fraud in order to make political gains. So if that animal claims homesteads my roof and I go, my ceiling, and I go up there to get it out, am I violating its rights to just trying to get it out, just putting up a little fencing to keep it out? Yeah. I don't think that the vegan standpoint is a tenable one. It's not that I don't have empathy for it, because I certainly do. But I also know that some people don't operate very well if they don't eat meat.
Yeah.
We've got pointy teeth and eyes placed close together so that we can tell depth. And that's not because that way we can appreciate art. It's so that we can lob sticks and rocks at things in order to bring them down and pull the muscle from their bone and eat their organs.
These are all great points, and I do want to discuss this further because this is a fascinating topic. But we do have a call on the line from Earl listening in New York. Hi, Earl. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, young lady.
Good evening to you. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, in between 1 and 5 a.m. this morning, there was a young couple on a program called Coast to Coast.
Okay.
And they live just outside in central Texas area, and they're living the lifestyle that you all are saying that the way you want to live there in New Hampshire.
And how do they live? Can you tell me more about their lifestyle?
From the gist I got is like They're living in basically an unincorporated area. They want to be able to raise chickens on their property, turkeys, goats, this, that, and have like-minded people who just want to basically...
How close were they to Austin?
They didn't give a exact amount of miles outside, but
I think
somewhere
this is,
around Austin, Texas area.
This is John and Catherine Bleich, or John Bush
yeah,
and
we
Catherine
know
Bleich.
Them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they want that very much, and they're very good at publicizing themselves. I don't know how close they're going to get to that, but John has also signed up for the Free State Project, so he's at least, and I think Catherine has too. So they're signers to the Free State Project.
Yeah.
But they're also, you know, they're hedging their bets.
Oh yes. One other thing, young lady.
Yes.
When you came through upstate New York and you stopped at the that one place over. Over around the casino there in Oneida, it's called
the
Turning Stone.
Yeah, the Turning Stone Casino. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Had a very lovely evening there.
Yes, it was very lovely.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in tonight, Earl. I do appreciate your call.
Y'all take care and best wishes on there.
You too, Earl. And this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733 is our number. We talked about the Turning Stone Casino weeks ago. I guess he must have been. Must have been listening.
I did mention, Indian nations this evening on the show, so maybe that sparked his thought process. And regardless,
indeed. So, Mark, getting back to the whole animal rights subject, you said that you think animals have rights. What are rights and what
I think rights,
defines rights?
Okay, so this is a great question, right? Like a right to me, and I believe that this is the best definition of it, and these are terms we're still working on. A right is a function of ownership. I believe you have rights because you own your body. I have the right to freedom of speech because the vocal cords are contained within my throat are mine. I'm the only one who can control them directly. And I believe I have the right to, you know, religion or the press because I own my fingers, I can write. Because I own my mind, I can think. You know, whatever these things are, I own them within my body. I don't have the right to health care because I don't own the body of a doctor, unless I am a doctor, and I can't force them to go to work for me. So that's kind of the thought process there. Do animals own themselves? And I'd say they do. They're able to move their little legs and do their little stuff. Some people would claim that they're not really thinking, they're running on instinct. And I don't know. That means you're getting off in the head of an animal, and I don't know what that's like. I know that I have thoughts, I have feelings, I have a variety of things. I'm an animal, by all definitions, I'm 98% a chimpanzee. And, you know, so how am I to say that they are less or more than me? I think it's another thing is interesting is talk about Neanderthals. We're all sort of to some extent or another a Neanderthal. But this was a competing hominid at one point. Was it okay to kill and eat them because they don't have the same amount of chromosomes exactly?
Mm.
And I'd say no. I don't think that you have the right to kill and eat intelligent, sentient life. And I'm not sure where that starts or ends. I tend to think that it's probably more moral to eat invertebrates than vertebrates, and I kind of run up the chart, but I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if we can think of it as more sort of a spectrum, right? Like, yeah, it's going to do harm to a living thing. Maybe that living thing, if it's a fish or if it's an insect or something like that, is not going to really suffer or feel pain in the same way that like a monkey or a dolphin would. So, you know, you try to go lower down on the totem pole when you eat meat, and some humans do. Like, okay, if I can't take care of myself, I can't even worry about the rights of animals and whether they have them or not. So my first priority is taking care of myself.
Yep.
And I know from experience that I need meat.
Yeah, and
I can't operate on a vegan diet.
And won't these problems be taken care of in a decade or two with lab-grown meat?
Yeah, maybe so. And Brian, I know you had some thoughts on this too, so we'll come back with more here in a moment on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855-450-3733. Do animals have rights? Let us know what you think. Or Skype LRN.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by Patriots with products designed for Patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Live Sunday Show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our number tonight is 855-450-3733. Call and bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about animal rights, the non-aggression principle, but really you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
So in the last segment, a gentleman called in, talked about what we're trying to do up here in New Hampshire. And Some people probably didn't know what that meant. I'm going to explain it to you. It's the The Free State Project. The Free State Project is an idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state is New Hampshire. The reason it was chosen, among others, is it's the freest state in the Union. It's also small enough that you can have some kind of effect on it, you know, and it's got a deep water port and a variety of other reasons that it was chosen. We're currently on the very, very verge of crossing 75% as far as our signers go. It's just under 75%, so 15,000 signers for the Free State Project's declaration. I've got 14,947 currently. And the statement of intent is that you'll move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Here's a surprise. Some people don't believe that the role of government is anything, and that maximum role of government should be even less. So if you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, you can go now to freestateproject.org and sign up. Like we did. All of us Free State Project signers?
Yes, we are.
Will you be number 15,000?
Yeah, or under 15,000. Really, signing, awesome, moving is really what it's about, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait until it hit 20,000 to move, and I'm really glad I did. I've been living here for about 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and love it here. So, okay, let's go to the phones, gentlemen. We've got a call from Georgina on the line. Hi, Georgina, you're on Free Talk Live. Georgina?
Just a quick question. Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey. Just a quick question. If someone is very annoying, like say if someone was actually just created to be annoying, I don't know if you believe in God or cybernetics or android manufacturing of artificial life forms, but if someone was just so annoying that their verbal intercourse with other people made them irate, would that justify the initiation of force to stop them from verbally communicating with people?
So let me ask you.
I'll take your answer off the air, actually.
Cause I need a little more.
He dropped. Okay, well, thanks, Georgina, for the question.
So somebody's so annoying that that talking to them makes you angry, so is it okay to hit them?
Justify the
No,
I think he was saying, like, does it justify, like, ablating their vocal cords or something so they can't talk?
No.
I think no, too.
You know,
I mean, that's almost like eugenics, right? Like there were these government programs. They were saying, well, some people are just so stupid that they shouldn't be allowed to breed. So we're going to sterilize them. And no, sorry, that's their body.
I have all kinds of empathy to the statement that some people are too stupid to breed. I got it. I mean, I tend to feel the same way. But who are those people? Who gets to decide? And if somebody gets to decide, pretty soon they're going to decide it's you. And that's
what
really...
What if somebody decided that you or I or Brian was so annoying that we shouldn't be able to talk, right?
But why is it that you feel trapped in a situation with an annoying person?
I was about to say, like, couldn't you just get away from them?
Right. If a person has made your workplace, and this is the best I can come up with, if it's school, you choose to go to school every day if you're an adult. If you don't choose to go to school every day, maybe you should talk to your parents about how annoying the people are that you deal with at school. But whatever. If a person... you know, is so annoying that you're thinking about murdering them or, you know, doing some kind of assault against them, you need to rethink everything. Because I can assure you that person, that annoying person is not worth decades in prison.
And they're not
the only
problem.
One.
Right. Well, they could very well be the problem, but, you know, the problem is your vicinity to them.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the strategy of removing oneself from the situation or separating oneself, whether we're talking about annoyance or potential harm.
Yeah, but Stephanie, what if there's like, you know, it's the free market and some capitalists just put like walls around you and you can't possibly leave. What are you going to do? Sorry.
Yeah, people always go to these absurd scenarios when you say...
I mean, and you can't get a helicopter because, you know, to fly over those walls either because, yeah, it has a roof on it. You can't. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if you're at work... and somebody really annoying is there, you maybe should talk to your boss, because then you can, you know, you can bring this up to HR or whoever handles these issues. Maybe that person really is annoying. Maybe you're mistaken and you're annoying, and, you know, the boss can take care of this problem by getting rid of one or both of you. I don't know. But that's one way to, you don't have to give up your job. You can go talk to the boss. And if you're right, then they'll get rid of the annoying person because they're creating all kinds of problems in the office.
You could even request to the person, hey, I'd like some time alone right now. I need to work on this TPS report.
The TPS report. You need a cover sheet.
Have you guys ever had, okay, this relates to the non-aggression principle, and this is a fun question. Have you ever had a situation where you were around somebody who had, like, really bad body odor mm-hmm. or bad breath or something like mm-hmm. that? Would you, first of all, would you consider that aggression? Biological warfare, perhaps.
No. Because I'm, for the same reason that I don't think that annoying people are aggressive either.
But it could be a health hazard. Maybe it means they haven't bathed in a really long time.
If it's a health hazard to you, wouldn't it kill them first?
I think that the
it could
first
be
thing.
Typhoid Mary, Brian.
It takes a lot of bravery.
Patient zero.
To just bring up and talk to somebody about that issue. And it takes a lot of tact to do it in a way that doesn't mortify the individual. I think a person that can bring up an issue like that and do it well is a hero. I think a person who brings it up and does it poorly is a jerk. But I think that they're a braver jerk than I am, because I'm just going to sit there and think it. So it's a really tough situation to deal with. I think that noise is aggressive. I think that light can be aggressive. So if you're talking about not touching people but still being aggressive, yeah, if you're standing on the side of my property with you know, some kind of fog horn going at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's aggression. It is striking my eardrums. Yes.
But, okay, so noise and light can be aggression, but smell could not? I mean, smell could be aggression, right?
Yeah, until you can concentrate smell down to a laser? No.
Really? So, okay, what
it can't cause harm.
I don't know about that. What if somebody was piping propane gas, which smells like
rotten
eggs?
Now, they were talking about poison. Mm-hmm. That's different than smell. Okay, fine. Yes, that's pollution.
What if somebody was lobbing dead skunks at your house?
They're throwing items on my property. So
what if they're just spritzing
the skunk
gas?
What happened to the rights that these animals had? Hold on.
Well, this person obviously doesn't care about the non-aggression principle, or else they wouldn't have...
I think that somebody who... You're right. Somebody who gets a big tank of skunk gas and puts it out on your property. Okay. Yeah. That sounds aggressive. I think we need to deal with that.
Yeah, I think that's
you might win here.
Property issue. Have you ever had a situation, you out there in the audience, where you you had a situation like that, where, you know, you had a smell that was coming into your personal space? How did you deal with it? And do you think it's aggression or not? Let us know. 855-450-3733. The Liberty Issue of Smell here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. the Family First Responders Kit loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you check out our website, freetalklive.com, and there you'll find the last week's worth of archives right at the top of the page. If you want more archives than that, you can check out our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/freetalklive, or you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and get tons and tons of old archives of Free Talk Live. And, you know, we try to make the show timeless, even though we do talk about news sometimes. It's really kind of evergreen. A lot of it focuses on issues-oriented talk. So there's stuff there, even in the older archives, that I think you could still enjoy. And when you enjoy it, hey, we appreciate it when you share it with your friends over at freetalklive.com.
And something that's really fun is if you know, if you listen to Free Talk Live long enough, you kind of know who the people are. You know us. We may not know you, but you know us. And what's interesting is to go back and listen to older shows.
Ooh, what was Mark like 5 years ago?
Right. Like, what, you know, the fact is that I was a minarchist. I believed, you know, in the sort of the constitutional angle of things. And I guess I just ran out of excuses at some point. But, you know, whatever. It's interesting to hear.
They do well, say the difference.
At least you're not lobbing dead skunks like Stephanie.
That's right. Stephanie pwned me in the last segment with her new dead skunk theorem. I've never heard it before.
And if you missed that, you're going to have to check out the archive of the show later on tonight at freetalklive.com.
If you're familiar with the smell of dead skunks, perhaps you are interested in camping, hunting, survival, shooting.
That's a good one.
If so, you can go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands that you want at the lowest prices. And by the way, you don't have to be a man to go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got all kinds of items, tents and apparel and, you know, things for the ladies, too. They've actually, if you want You want a pink handgun? You can go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got it there for you.
Or if you're a guy and you want a pink handgun.
Indeed. Lots of people want pink pistols. Cool. Indeed. I wouldn't claim otherwise. I think if you can't carry a pink pistol, you're just not man enough.
That's right.
They've got fish finders and flashlights, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, whatever you need. They've got it. And they really do have the lowest prices I've been able to find on the internet. They claim rock bottom prices. I think that's fair because no one can really say they have the lowest prices. But they get a low price guarantee. If you find something lower someplace else, let them know. ManVentureOutpost.com. Go check for yourself. It's you can trust them. You're going to get your items, and you're going to get them at the lowest prices. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Those skunks aren't going to kill themselves.
No, they're not.
Excellent. Okay, and one more time, our number here on the Sunday show for Free Talk Live is 855-450-3733. You are welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. And let's go to the phones and talk to Matt listening in Tennessee. Hi, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie.
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Mark. Mark is on my mind.
Yes.
This whole notion of animal rights, it's going to have to be adjudicated. Now, I think we can agree that mammals are mammals. However, Homo sapiens do have this dirty little thing that's included in what's been described as the best political experiment in human history called the judiciary. And, of course, Homo sapiens agree to be a grantee at the whim of the grantor when animals are owned by Homo sapiens. Dogs, cats, goats, pigs, mm-hmm. horses, blah, blah, blah.
Homo sapiens used to be owned by Homo sapiens.
You could make the argument that they still are. Right.
I'm not going to disagree with that, but I think that sort of the general listening public can certainly understand what chattel slavery was in the past. They may not understand the citizenship is the new slavery.
Well, and that's, again, if you're going to adjudicate animal rights, you're going to have to make sure that the animal has a direct adhesion contract with the court that has a jurisdiction to make rulings thereof.
I don't have to do that because I said that this was an impractical system, was to sort of recognize the rights of animals. I don't think it can hold up, because if termites come take residence in my house, do I have the right to take them out? And I may or may not believe I have the right to, but I'm gonna. And no one's going to do anything about it. I'm able to use might makes right when it comes to me and the and nature, because yeah. I'm going to hold it at bay.
I have kind of a problem with this, because this is kind of like the Murray Rothbard argument where, when will we know animals have rights? Well, when they ask for them. Dolphins talk sonopictorially. We're not going to understand their language even if we really wanted to. I mean, maybe we can come up with technology in the future, but they could already be claiming their rights.
For all we know.
We don't know. Now, do you want to play the game of, well, if we don't know, we better err on the side of caution? No, I'm not saying that. But, I can't help but feel like even this whole rights thing is kind of a joke, because clearly it hasn't served humans very well, having rights, because they just keep getting taken away.
Because they're not rights. You get into the two systems of law, but, when you want to understand that difference, and the difference is, under the common law, whatever is not forbidden is permitted, and under the admiralty law, whatever is not permitted is forbidden. And it's really
that's
that
a big difference.
Yeah,
that's a very big difference, I said.
Yeah, it is a very big difference, and I think that's the overarching reality. And when we start talking about animals, and I agree with Mark, which I thought there might have been some contention there, but I felt a real brotherhood with Mark tonight. I mean, back in 2008, I had a garden, and I've actually had one every year since, but I had one. I got an acre and a half, and it's kind of on a slope, and the deer were tearing up my garden.
Yep.
And under Tennessee state law, you don't even have to get a permit.
Nope.
To shoot them. And so I practiced up with my open sight 30-30, and I took an old doe out.
And not only did you have vegetables, but now you have venison, too.
Right. And it was a good, I mean, I got lucky a little bit. I'm not going to claim to be Ted Nugent or anything like that, but it was an old doe. I don't, because I field dressed her and everything, grew her up and cut her up. I didn't send her to a processor. I did it all myself.
Yeah, YouTube can show you exactly how to do that stuff. And I, you know, I applaud you for eating the animal. At that point, it's a pest, and, you know, some people wouldn't do that. But there's, you know, perfectly good meat there, and I don't want to see it go to waste.
Yep. Matt, thank you for calling in tonight. Appreciate your thoughts here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Yeah, and in this conversation, I do believe animals have rights. Let's not forget, I'm a pig farmer. I have eight pigs that I'm treating very well every day. They get scratches on the backs with the brushes, and they get donuts, and they love to see me come. They come running. I'm the most exciting person they know. And and then they're going to have a bad moment, and it's going to come, if not at my hands, through an agent of my hands. And I try to take them to the best place that I can take them, that's going to dispatch them as humanely as they can. I take them to this place, the hippie slaughterhouse in Athol, Mass. It's called the Adams Farm.
You're such an Athol.
It's good. By the way, they get the best view up there. And, you know, they're going to take care of them nicely. This is the way I approach this. And generally, a lot of people have, a lot of vegans have the biggest problem with sort of these industrial farms. I do, too.
Yeah,
I want to see.
I get that.
Right. You've actually owned two of my pigs,
yeah,
and you're going to enjoy them sometime in the future.
And I feel better knowing that I can go visit those pigs and I can see the conditions that they're in,
yep,
and they look pretty happy. You
right.
Know? And they get. I've fed them food before.
Right.
It's a good life.
Right. It's a good life.
Good
it's
life,
the best life they can hope for.
One bad day. All right. Let's go to Robert listening in Great Falls, Montana. Oh, Robert, hi. You're on Freak Talk Live. We may have to hold on. What's on your mind, real quick?
What's on my mind is when he said earlier pigs have rights, they're not supposed to eat them.
Okay, hold the line.
Well, hold that thought, Robert. We'll talk to you more about it in moments here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Do animals have rights? Does anyone have rights? Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are in the last segment of tonight's program, and of course, you're listening to the Live Sunday Show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. If you want an easy way to help Free Talk Live, take a moment to visit the subdomain shop.freetalklive.com that contains a bunch of Free Talk Live's affiliate links so that if you want to do some shopping, you can enter through Free Talk Live's portal, and Free Talk Live will get a referral fee based on what you buy. It doesn't affect your purchase price at all, so it's basically a free way to give Free Talk Live a tip. And, you know, it doesn't go to me. It goes to Ian and Mark, and they use that money really well to do things like go to the Talkers Convention and things like that. Or, you know, it's just a great way to help out Free Talk Live with minimal effort. So one more time, shop.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for that, Stephanie.
Cool. And, okay, let's go back to the phones. By the way, our number here tonight, we might be able to squeak your call in if you make it real fast at 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Robert listening in Montana. Hi, Robert. You're back on Free Talk Live, and we kind of got you at the very end of the last segment there. But why don't you give us a recap of what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening earlier, and the other dude said, that animals, like, they have rights. They're supposed to have rights because they can move their own feet and they walk around.
Yeah, that's my contention, is that I'm not sure why I'm considered to have rights if, because, you know, I believe that I have rights.
Because
if, go ahead.
Because we're humans. God put us on this earth to be the dominant species.
Well, I don't know how you're going to prove that one. I mean, I want to take this from an empirical standpoint. It's not that I disagree or agree that God put us on this earth, but I might disagree that he wrote anything down. So what I know is that I've got 98% of the DNA of a chimpanzee, and I think like 90% of the DNA of a flatworm. So, you know, I'm not that much different than other animals.
I know that, but it's like a lion in Africa.
Uh-huh.
A lion is king in Africa. Like, everything's afraid of it. It'll kill anything. It's the same thing with us. And I don't know. That's just my point of view.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Clearly, we're carnivores. We've got pointy teeth in the front of our mouths. We've got eyes placed in the front of our heads to be able to tell depth. I completely agree. Human beings are carnivores. And that's one of the reasons I said that I don't think vegetarianism is a system, or veganism is a system that works. I don't think it's a system that works because I've found people that are not well when they don't eat meat. So how do you confront that situation? As a vegetarian, how can you say that, you know, it's immoral to eat meat, or, you know, you should not eat meat, or don't eat meat? I'm not exactly sure. But at the same time, I can't really figure out rights theory as it goes, as it pertains to animals. Everything I've read surrounding rights theory as it's pertained to animals, I tend to dismiss from the standpoint of people that don't think animals have rights. I think they do.
It's the same thing with some dude that murdered somebody and he gets put in prison for the rest of his life. That dude lost his rights. He doesn't have no more rights. The same thing with that animal. That animal was born for that reason, too. It's there for one reason and one
Well, that's
reason,
not the same reason.
The animal didn't commit a crime.
So, I guess what you can say, that if a mountain lion eats some other creature, then it has forfeited its rights, so you're going to act as an unemployed agent for the animal that got eaten and go ahead and exact some kind of vengeance and eat the mountain lion. But I have yet to meet very many people that have eaten mountain lions. Most people eat herbivores or omnivores, like pigs. Most pigs are raised in this country, in South Carolina, at Smithfield Farms, in a warehouse, so they've never eaten anything else. They've never aggressed upon another creature.
Yeah, on the same place where I come from, like, an Amish colony, and we ship a semi-load of pigs every week. That's why I feel like that. I feel like it's not wrong for us to raise pigs commercially and ship them to provide food for the whole, like, for the world. And
yep.
We do the same thing with chickens, cows, sheep, and we have all kinds of animals, and I just don't think it's wrong.
Yeah, I raise pigs, too. I raise pigs, and I take very good care of my pigs, but it's not that I don't... What's that?
I said, we do, too.
Yeah. It's not that I'm saying that anybody's bad or wrong. I'm saying that we kind of have this conundrum, where I don't know. I don't know how to address it. Do animals have rights? I think they do. How would you feel about somebody on your farm that just hit the pigs and beat on the pigs and did mean things to the pigs? I mean, they're going to die anyway.
That's wrong. That's
it's cruel, right? It's cruel. So how is it wrong?
You care about the animals suffering and how the animals feel, right?
Right. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely cruel. Like, I haven't seen that, like, that happen on our place or whatever, because there's no point for it. It's like that's not why they're there, you know?
Yep.
Just
Robert,
keep them happy.
Yeah, that's the sign of a good farmer. That's the most anybody can expect from, you know, the way their animals can be taken care of.
Yep.
So,
and Robert, thank you for calling tonight. Yep. Appreciate your call. 855-450-3733. Moments remain here on Free Talk Live. You know, you could take this argument to a real extreme. I mean, if we're talking about not killing any animals or living things, I mean, okay, we walk around and step on the grass. We're going to probably step on some bugs, you know.
Yeah, that's where the vegan argument falls apart. That's where it falls apart for Jains, you know, Jainism in India, is that, and even they accept that, yeah, at some point you are going to step on ants or whichever, even though they still stick to their veganism.
If you get a parasite inside your body, your immune system's going to fight it off whether you care about killing worms or not. I mean, that's just how it is. It's not intentional.
Yep. You're an aggressive force in the universe, and I don't know what to do about that. I guess that, you know, the way I do it is I try to move through the universe as kind as I can.
Yeah.
You know, I take spiders outside, but I swat flies.
You know, because, okay, if we were starving or if we were really, really sick, we wouldn't be worried about how, you know, caring about the rights of animals, right? We need to take care of ourselves so we can even make these arguments and think about them. So in my mind, that's a prerequisite, making sure we're healthy and fed.
Right, but rights and self-interest are two separate things. They're really not one. I think a lot of people want to think they're one and the same, but then especially if you're the type of person that thinks your natural rights come from God, self-interest is not part of the program.
Right, that's true.
You know,
true.
Not at all. So they're very, very, those are two different things, and I think there's something to be explored there.
Right, if morality comes from God, and what about Abraham having to take Isaac, being ordered to take Isaac up and, you know, get ready to sacrifice him? There's actually another person in the Bible that did end up sacrificing his daughter. I can't remember, he was some Israeli general, and, you know, obviously it's the son that gets saved, the daughter dies.
Yeah, he won the battle, and he said, I'll sacrifice the first thing I see when I get home.
The first thing that comes through the door.
Daughter.
Yeah, and his daughter comes through the door. Apparently, the sacrifice was somehow tied to her virginity. She had several months and wasn't smart enough to go get laid in that amount of time. I mean, it's bizarre, but they ended up killing her.
Wow.
So
let's go real quick to Kathy in North Carolina. Hi, Kathy. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi there. Well, I couldn't help but call and comment on this subject. Let me turn the radio down. Yes, I'm not judgmental about the fruit chain, but, you know, what if we're able to really feel a lot of love for our pets? What if we saw dogs being forced through a slaughter line and hearing them yipping and being so afraid? So I think that whenever we raise any animal, we look at them differently. I've raised baby squirrels before, not for you. They're so smart. All animals
are smart. It's definitely true. People don't want to eat dogs because they view them as pets, you know, human companions. And that's very cultural because in
dogs,
some places
cats, horses.
In the world, those animals aren't pets and they're treated very differently. So, I agree. I agree, Kathy. I mean, humans and animals can connect with each other in some way. You know, it's just...
Right. And I am a vegan because I don't want to participate or support the slaughterhouses in every way. And I am careful not to hurt insects as well. And... Ideally, somebody was saying something about the vegan argument falls apart. Well,
it does.
Really was wanting to not even hurt plants. They could always eat avocados and fruit.
Fruitarianism, yeah. Kathy, this is really interesting. I'd love if you'd call us back at some other time so we could talk more about this. We're almost out of time tonight, though, so thank you for calling in. And in the last moments of the show, let's see if we can squeeze in Daniel in San Francisco. Hi, Daniel. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind real quick?
That statistic about apes and humans having 98% of the same DNA, I think it's a little misleading. You could have two books that had 98% of the same words, and they could still be completely different. Or two songs that had 98% of the same notes, and they're still completely different.
All right.
I think it's kind of, it gets bandied about a lot. I think it's not all it's trumped up to be.
Daniel, thanks for calling in tonight, and if you got more, maybe call us some other time.
He got his point out, I think.
We're done this evening. This is Free Talk Live. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, and we'll be back in 21 short hours and next Sunday. Free Talk Live.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.